We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Is Offset trashing Cardi B?
And what did Bad Bunny get caught doing with Scarlett Johansson?
And Joy Exotic needs some help. We got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started!
Okay, so Hailey Bieber just achieved something most models only dream of. She's on the cover of Vogue magazine, and her husband Justin congratulated her in a very unusual way. Now, he shared the cover on IG and said, "Yo, this reminds me when Hailey and I got into a huge fight. I told Hales that she would never be on the cover of Vogue. Yikes, I know, so mean. So, baby, you already know, but forgive me for saying you wouldn't get a cover, because clearly I was sadly mistaken." Now, he also said that with maturity, he realized it never helps to try, you know, helps things to try to get even.
Yeah. You can win an argument, but lose a relationship that way.
Big facts.
That's not cool.
Oh, my. Is she a model?
Yeah, right? That's kind of how she got popping, right?
Don't she have a sister?
She was friends with the Hadid sisters, who are models.
That's who I'm thinking they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes like, if you touch a model, like you model adjacent.
Right.
And it and they took pictures of you, so now you model.
Oh, she's Stephen Baldwin.
She's a Baldwin. So she's kind of Hollywood royalty, I guess.
But and now that you're on the cover of Vogue, you officially say, yeah, I'm on my modeling phase now. Mm.
Y'all ever said something you regret?
Never.
Never?
Mm-hmm. Everything I say, I meant it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brad?
Not that I can remember, not to my wife now. Mm-hmm. I'll be real careful.
Mm-hmm. I live by this. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt.
Mm. Okay. But you talk about how they called you a sissy when you were young.
But it didn't hurt me. Look at me now. I'm just as flaming and could be as I want to be. So it don't matter.
All right, y'all. Cardi B and Offset also have their share of drama.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Maybe more than their share. As we know, they've been trying to work out their divorce. Oh, and Cardi recently went public with her new man, Stefan Diggs. Well, Offset reportedly wants joint custody of their three children, and he's also criticizing Cardi's parenting. In a now-deleted post, he told her, "Spend time with your kids, not just on the gram."
But didn't he just post this on the gram?
Yeah, I think this sucks. I think when it comes to the kids and stuff, I think that should stay off of it if it's anything negative about it. Like, that just don't make nothing better. It don't help anything for, like, the case.
What I love about it, honey, he's showing that he's hurting. She letting him know, huh, I'm not sitting here, baby, burning a candle waiting on you.
So now he got time. Should not.
That's true.
You got to show him proof sometimes. People don't think you'll move on, and you got to show him like you'll honk that horn and move the hell on.
Yeah. He looked so happy, and that made the world happy to see her happy sitting there with Stefan Diggs on the front row.
In this picture, only he looks happy. But it's hard to tell if he's happy or scared.
Right.
Just never know with those two.
Okay, it was just a couple weeks ago that we found out the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, had married his prison boo, Jorge Flores. Of course, Joe's in the slammer for trying to arrange a murder for hire of his nemesis, Carol Baskin. And he's currently scheduled for release in 2036. Meanwhile, Jorge got released.
Oh?
And then a few hours later, he was deported.
Wow.
So Joe hopped on Instagram and said, rough day getting around. The ICE agents didn't understand why he got sent back so fast. He had a hearing scheduled for tomorrow at Real Donald Trump. Just let me go to Mexico and you can keep Carol Baskin. I'm exhausted trying to figure out why you won't listen to the evidence.
Wow, so you would thought him marrying a dude would have made it to where, like, you now a citizen because you got married, you know what I mean?
Isn't that how that works?
I thought that's how it works.
That's how it works out here.
Maybe it don't count when you're in prison.
Exactly.
No, man, I don't think so. Take all the rights away.
Yeah.
Even when as far as getting a tattoo on his arm.
Wedding? I don't think so.
Baby Jorge for having some fun, honey. He done got away from him. Try to get him a new piece, honey.
Oh. You don't think Joe and him were holding it down in prison?
Honey, look at that.
What?
No, Jorge, but peep the tattoo. You can't really see it. I'm like, yo, my man went all in.
Yo, that's Joe Exotic's face on his forearm.
And Exotic on his hand.
And Exotic on the hand?
Yeah, well.
Joe's pinky nail's looking a little.
That's a pretty good tattoo for prison.
Yeah, there. Not bad, right?
Mm-hmm. Portrait. That wow. Yeah.
Tiger King got some respect in the slammer. Mm-hmm. Do y'all think Donald Trump's going to respond to Joe Exotic?
Absolutely not. Mm.
He had so much ample time to do so in the past.
He had time.
And it seems like old Joe's cries is full on deaf ears.
Yeah.
He'll get him somebody new in jail. I know they have a lot of people in jail he could have.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So. More dangerous Bachelor.
Yeah, the spicy Bachelor.
Uh-huh. The shank.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Bachelor. All right, y'all. Over the weekend, Scarlett Johansson hosted Saturday Night Live, and Bad Bunny was the musical guest. Well, at the end of the show, ScarJo's husband, Colin Jost, gave her a bouquet of roses and a kiss, and Bad Bunny was caught checking her out. Take a look.
Congratulations to the incredible cast and crew.
I mean, you can't knock. I mean, what's Bad Bunny supposed to do? He's Bad Bunny. Yeah, and you're that tall. You're checking everybody out.
Look straight ahead, honey, looking at that woman. That's sad. I feel so bad.
I didn't feel like he was disrespectful at all, though. It didn't look disrespectful.
I'm with you, Brett. He
just looked at her.
Yeah, he's holding the cocktail. He's just kind of feeling out, looking all around. It's not like he's going, you know?
And she might have had some writing on the back of her shirt, and it looks like he's reading it.
She could have. Women do have writings across, like, certain parts of their bodies, and then you get in trouble if you're reading it.
The only writing I know on the back of a woman's pants is if she was wearing Juicy. That's not Juicy Jeans. So,
Jordash is making a little, like, weak comeback. You know what I'm saying? It might say that on the back.
I feel so sorry for her husband. After he looked back
at this.
It
might be the new Beyonce Levi's.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like you can freeze frame and it looks like somebody's checking somebody out when it's like, if you're looking all around or whatever, you're just taking in everything around you, you're not necessarily like,
It's a matter of perspective. Depending on where you clocked in, it looked like you're praying.
If we could freeze frame this show and all the dirty looks I get, boy, it would be nice.
That you get?
Yeah. Not that I get.
What about the ones you give?
Mm-hmm. I always give a smile.
Lies.
Okay.
Lies.
Before the studio gets struck by lightning.
Okay.
A couple named Jess and Ted were starstruck not once but twice because of Harry Styles. They were riding a Surrey bike in Rome when they met Harry. They got a selfie with him, but that's not all. Apparently, he had a proper digital camera with him, and he took a picture of the couple and promised to send it to him. Well, 2 months later, Jess got a DM request from none other than Harry himself. Of course, she accepted it, and Harry was making good on his promise, sending her the picture he took. How about that?
That's nice.
It's nice to know that he remembered.
Yeah, that's nice.
That raises your stock with the fans, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's one thing to be like, all right, tag me and I'll repost it or whatever, but to go the extra mile, make sure they get it, he had to do all that.
Yeah, that was very nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
2 months later.
2 months, yeah.
You know, Cat be busy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Moving around.
Harry's doing all kinds of things, Gary.
Yeah, but don't, that's why when I'm out and take a picture, give me my picture now. I like my picture now because you might not get it.
Is that why whenever you're here and we're taking photos after the show, you tell people to hurry up?
That's right, honey. Let's get the picture, honey. Because that's worth what? 1,000 words. Anyway, up next, Tanner, who did Wayne Brady work with, honey, that showed up drunk and high? Ooh. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Uh-oh, the girls are doing a little tussling, child. Ooh, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark got into each other's faces during the game last week with about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Clark had fouled Reese across her arms as she went up for a shot, and the contact from the hit made Reese fall to the court, y'all. Take a look.
Strong on a three. And look out, Caitlin Clark pushes Angel Reese, and Angel Reese gets right up into Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah, oh. Now that was, she threw her elbow up. She threw her whole arm up. Wow, that was kind of dirty. Oh. Ooh, Lord. Now, both women gave responses to the foul, with Reese saying it's basketball play and Clark saying it wasn't malicious. Now, what do y'all think? I mean, is this just basketball?
Yep.
Or are the rivals two coming at each other?
These two have had smoke with each other for quite some time, so there's always some extra sauce on any interaction that these two have.
I don't know. That elbow. That
I like Angel's response, though. Like, it's just basketball play, and I like Caitlin's response. Like, neither one of them are trying to make it out to be more than it is, even though it might be a little personal.
Right. They're making it a good show, though.
Yeah. That's my thing, is I feel like the WNBA needs this. I hate to say it like that.
Violence?
No, a little drama.
Yeah, because it makes people pay attention, and it sucks that we're like this.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Moss to the Flame, we're going to go where the disturbance is.
But I'm glad Angel did like Martin Luther King and turned the other cheek, honey, and just left that alone.
Yeah, she had no choice. Gravity turned it for her.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That should be the logo. Moving on, Wayne Brady is giving the real on the realities of game show hosting, including how some Let's Make a Deal contestants would arrive high and drunk before the taping. Now, he told People in the early days of the show, for some reason, we had a lot of that. Now, he went on to say that intoxicated or high contestants are more of a rarity these days. So, what y'all think? You think it's crazy to show up to a game show intoxicated? Because you got to be focused.
I mean, Let's Make a Deal, they was wearing crazy outfits and all kind of stuff. Like, you would know that most of them are either drunk or high. Like, why would you wear that? And what made you? You had to be drunk and high to put that on. Like, what are you doing?
Out of everybody in this photo, who do you think is the highest?
The one with the leg up.
The hot dog.
That person looks like they're having a great time. Oh, the hot dog. The hot dog.
Man's a little lean back. Yeah.
Hot dog man can be chilling. Plus, you don't know if you're getting on the game show. You might have to be sitting around all day.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make it go a little quicker.
Just trying to pass the time.
A little gummy to pass the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, they be asking you questions so fast. You got to be like the sharpest version of yourself. I would hate to like fumble the whole bag because, you know, I wanted to come through sauced.
They probably thought they was entertaining Wayne since he announced he was paying. So they probably thought, well, let's be a part of this.
That's not necessarily, those two things don't necessarily overlap.
I don't even know why you're entertaining the Tanner.
I'm sorry, Rat. Sorry, Rat.
Oh, Brad.
I know better.
You do. You know better.
All right, it's time for another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
So just scan this QR code right here to get them. Okay, kick us off, Gary.
Okay, now I've got the RCA Digital, y'all. I said digital micro-size hearing aid set. Now it's available in two colors, beige and gray. Now these micro-size hearing aids use smart noise reduction and four listening modes, so you'll catch every word, honey, whether you're in a quiet room or a busy restaurant. Now, these usually go for as high as $400, but we got you today for just $59.99.
Okay. Okay, next I've got the Conair True Glow Rechargeable Sonic Facial Brush Kit. Say hello to radiant skin in just 60 seconds. This waterproof rechargeable brush deeply cleanses pores, reducing dryness, oiliness, and blemishes for a flawless glow. Now, this usually goes for as high as $39, but we got you today for just $10. Now, this is a doorbuster deal, so the limit is 3 per customer.
Okay, now I've got this e-power on keyless entry latch bolt door lock. Now gone are the days of lugging around a jingling key ring. Just enter your secure PIN code on the touchpad and you're gonna be good to go. Even more convenient, give up to 20 people, say a housekeeper, friend, pet sitter, a unique home code as well. Now, this usually goes for as high as $120, but we got you today for just $29.99.
Nice. Oh, nice. These are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three.
Okay, coming up, it's everyone's favorite thirst trapping with the stars right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
All right, now this first one is kind of out of the ordinary. Now, Aaron Pierre dropped these fully clothed pics, no caption, but he used the song Meeting in My Bedroom by Silk to go along with the post. Kept it conservative. What y'all think, man? Is this a thirst trap?
This is a thirst trap.
Oh, why do you say so? He's just styling
just
on y'all.
Meeting in my bedroom, he could be telling that to anybody.
You feel trapped right now?
Yes.
What's trapping you about
look
this?
Look how the way he's sitting with his legs open and he got that
he's
smile on his face, honey. That's like
he's
saying
fully clothed.
Yeah, but fully
a
clothed.
A thirst trap usually consists of showing some type of skin or being really provocative.
He's showing the muscles
this
in his
man
arm.
Is just sitting
look how
down.
His arm is flexed. That's showing skin, a muscle.
No.
He's showing a muscle.
No.
Yes, honey. Well, the girls think that's a trap.
And because he's fully clothed, he might be having an actual meeting in his bedroom.
Yeah. Right. A Zoom or something.
Yeah. A professional meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Yeah, not trapping me on this
not
one.
Not a trap at all.
I beg to differ. Neither one of y'all like men that's not clothes anyway.
Next up is Derek Huff. He celebrated his birthday with this picture and said, for the past 5 years, I've been looking in the bathroom mirror and telling Haley, not bad for 40. She'd always laugh and remind me, you're not 40 yet. You can't say that. Well, today's the day I can officially say it. Hey, not bad for 40. Is Mr. Huff thirst trapping out here, Mr. DWTS?
Don't be trapping. He's just proud of his, you know, him being able to hold it together.
And that's the trap.
No, he's not trying to strike a sexy pose or nothing.
But you just said if he's showing it, but he is showing his nipples. That is a trap. He should have it covered up. Come
no,
on.
Gary, neither of these are traps.
Don't be so easily turned on.
I know, right? You just get trapped all the time.
I'm just showing forearm.
Right? Damn.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Ooh, mouse trap having an ass. All right, keeping the train rolling, it's Kylie Jenner. So is this a thirst trap, y'all?
Oh, absolutely trapping. We had to blur out a nipple.
Yeah.
That is not a trap. Y'all be going crazy.
You're crazy.
The damn Kardashians pose like that every day.
And
a lot
trapping.
Of times they're trapping.
They're trapping every day, Gary. Mm-hmm. She's showing off every single curve in the smallest bikini she has right now.
And last but not least, it's Young Miami, honey. Now, she showed us her workout in IG stories. So is this a trap?
That part right there is.
This is
a little bit of that, a little trap.
Yeah, that's slightly trappy.
No, that's not a
that's
trap.
That's not very trappy.
It's an oscillating trap.
That's a little trappy.
When she squatted down, it was a trap, then it wasn't a trap. Yeah, and that's definitely trapping right there. Yeah. She's giving us the best of both worlds.
Right, yeah. A little sporty trap.
I think it's not a trap.
I don't
she's working
think she's
out.
Trapping. I just think somebody recorded her from behind, and you just recorded her butt. So that
that's
made it seem like a trap.
A trap
to y'all. But this is her workout clothes.
Ooh.
This is what she wore. She's not sitting nowhere trying to pose.
Mm-hmm. She know what
she's really working out.
That is not a trap, honey. If I did that, which I thought it was a trap.
I think you were trapping.
Yeah, nah, definitely. I don't. Yeah.
I wouldn't be trapped.
Y'all not built the same.
Right. Right.
All right, up next, Paris Hilton is showing off a party trick. Find out if you think that's hot right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Paris Hilton has social media in shambles after showing the internet how she eats pizza. Check it out.
Yeah, it is giving festival.
This is the concept that people want.
This is.
Ooh!
Yeah. That's my trick. To get the oil off. Wait, what? You know how you dab it? That's just a faster way to do it. A life hack.
But on the front, maybe on the inside, I could do that.
That'd be not way better to do it on the inside.
Than the outside of the box.
It's been all touched on.
Yeah, just do the inside of the box. Just open the box and do it.
And if it was outside in Atlanta, there'd be pollen on the pizza.
Oh, yeah. It'd be green. Yeah.
I mean, there could be bugs on the outside of the box.
You get
stuff.
Lots of penicillin and antibiotics.
But her boxes may be different from y'all boxes.
So they're not.
She's Paris Hilton, huh? Those boxes may come from Italy.
It's still the outside of it.
Yeah, the outside of Italy is also
I get
not,
it, like, but she could do this with paper towels, too. Like,
yes.
Just get a paper towel and you can dab it. You know how kind of like when you cook bacon and you kind of maybe dab the grease off? Like,
well.
Okay, though.
One of my favorite things to do is take two slices of pizza and fold them over like this and then eat them like a sandwich.
And make
it like
and make your sandwich. Own little calzone.
Yeah, my little calzone.
Yeah. Yo, as soon as the pizza arrives, I like throw it in the air fryer just to make the bottom crispy and the cheese get that little Freddy Krueger face
on top. I take the back part off. It's
the
too much
part?
Bread. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, carb down. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
As soon as I open it up, I just eat.
Just eat
all that other stuff. Go through all that.
Jeez. Well, that's all the tea we have for you guys today. Tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.